Because the stuff that your mother is, it's not that you learn it out from major from this side, it's not that you learn it out from major Ephraim. You learn it out of the side of Shah. Because The shayla is, what is the pirush of the tzad hashem? As Rashi says, that the chiyuv shvuah is any time that comes a yidei taina mekira. As the Rishonim is that l'chayra, so what should be by a kofer hakol? Kofer hakol is also a yidei taina kira, and you potter from a shvuah. As what's the pshat? There's a very interesting shinui between the Rishonim when they ask the question. Tosis asked the question, Vim Taimer Koifer HaKol Yechiach. He asked that it's a pircha, a Yechiach, Shayidei Taino Kvira Potter. The Ritva and the Tosis Rosh asked the question differently. The Tzad HaShava should teach you Koifer HaKol is Chayiv. Why do the Rishonim ask the question differently? As Be'emes, on the Tosis, there's a Gilyan Ashas that he's Mitzayin to the Chuvis Marival and the Chuvis Panim Mehiras. That they say that Tosis' way of asking is very much Pashas, it's Kenegedi Gemara, and Chulim Rav Kuf Tes Mavish, which is Kalei Ashas. B'derech klal, when do you find the lashon of Yechiach? You find it when you're learning out of a kal v'chomer u'bameh matzinu. On a tzad hashava, b'derech klal, the Gemara doesn't ask from a Yechiach. The Gemara in Chulin, Kuf Tezva, says, because on a tzad hashava, you can't ask from a Yechiach mi ba'alma. You can't bring a third place as a Yechiach. You could only ask from the Tzad HaShav itself, but you can't ask from a third place. As therefore, the Achreinim asks on Rav Tosis, that how could Tosis ask, Koifer HaKol Yechiach? Over here, we're not learning out of a Memotzinu, one place, out of a Kal V'Chomer from one Melamed. We're learning out of two Melamedim together. As if you look, Taka, the way the Tosis Rosh asks the Shaila, even though you would think it's like Tosis HaRosh, it's like Tosis, Taka asks the Shaila differently. He adds the Shaila that we should learn out from the Tzad HaShava that Koifer HaKol is Chayiv, and that's what the Ritva asks also. To their question that you should learn out your Chayiv, as they answer that there's a miyut of Kiyuza, like we had on Tosis on Gimel Amud Aleph, there's an extra Lashon in the Pasik, as they know Hinami, Koifer HaKol is Amit, L'chayra, Tosis is going after the Teretz of the Rishonim. Tosis on Gimel Amud Aleph already said there's a Miyad of Kiyuzah. As what's Tosis asking? Tosis is asking after the Miyad of Kiyuzah. Abul Amaisi, you see, Agadei Taina Kfir, it's not the Machayim. Arei Yehavi Yechiyah. As after you learn it well, you see that even though it seemed like they're asking the same question, they happen to be answering differently. No, they're asking a different question, and that's why they answer differently. And the answer of the Tosis Rosh wouldn't work for Tosis, because Tosis asks a different question. Now, grad on Tosis's question, how will the Tosis Rosh and the Ritva answer? They'll answer like the Gilyan Ashas, because you could only ask Yechiyah from a Bameh Matzino and a Kal V'Chomer. Over here is a Tzad HaShava, you can't ask the Yechiach from Ba'alma. Aye, what's Pshat in Tosis? Tosis does ask from Yechiach Ba'alma. The Achreinim asks on Tosis in the Gemara in Chulin. As the Beis HaLevi wants to say, Tosis is asking a different question. Tosis, even though uses the word Yechiach, but he doesn't literally mean it's a Yechiach. Because Achreinim asks, you can't ask a Yechiach on the Tzad HaShava from Ba'alma. As what's Tosis asking? Tosis is asking a Lomdish Hashayim. How could you say Ayyidei Tainu Kvirein Bayin? The Tzad HaShav is anytime there's a Tain, it's Mechayiv Shvua. I see from Klefer HaKol that your Tzad HaShav is not true. Because there's a taina and it's not Mechayiv Shvua. As I see, it's not a good Tzad HaShav, it's not a good klal. That's what the Beis HaLevi wants to say, that Yochiach is a borrowed word. He's saying, you see, you can't learn the Gemara Kipshuta. That's the way the Beis HaLevi learns. Okay. Kevavan, Rabbi Kiva Eger wasn't dancing from joy. He asked the question, the Lashon of Taisis is Yochiach. Doesn't sound like that's what Taisis means. Okay. What is Taisis answers? V'yesh loymer dat tzad HaShav shebehen yesh tainach shuvah d'chishemoyde b'miksas o eid machishoy nira d'mishakir. As this is the Taisus that we've quoted many times before, that the Machayiv of Moedah B'Miksas is the Drara. We're learning it inside. It's good to learn it inside. This is a Taisus you have to put with you in your heart for the rest of your life. So you say this to get Taisus. Every sugya you go, Taisus says the Shvua of Moedah B'Miksas in Eid Echad is a Drara and Nira Kimashak. This is Taisus' thing. As Lefiza, when the Gemara says Taina, it doesn't mean Stama Taina. Not every Taina is Mechayev Shvuah. Only a Taina Shuvah. As even though the Gemara says Taina, but the Gemara means Ha Taina. A Choshev Taina, not Stama Taina. The Gemara means Taina Shuvah. This is Taisus' Shabbat. Lefiza, the Tzad HaShav is. This Taina Shuvah. The Shailas, does Rashi hold like places? How did the Olam know? Does Rashi hold like Taisus or not? What does the Olam Taina? And make sure it's a Taina Shuvah. What is the Olam Taina? Does Rashi hold like Taisus or not? Stimus Rashi, that Rashi does not mention the din of Shuva, Meduyik in Rashi, Rashi is Choybe from Taisus. Bechein Kosev HaRitva Lehed. Rashi doesn't say Tainuch Shuva. Rashi says Taina. I, Koifra, call Taisus' question. Rashi, you'll learn it's a Miyat. There's an exception to the rule. The Tzad HaShav is every Taina is Mechayiv. There's a Miyat. There's one exception to the rule. Okay, it's not an exception, but it doesn't slug up the klal. The klal is Taina is Mechayiv Shvuah. And Taisus learns not. That's the way the Ritva sets it up. And that's Zichah the Pashtus. In the Taisus Arosh, it's Ma'oid Matim that he's Cholek on Taisus too. Because if the Eilim remembers, Taisus on Gimel Amud Aleph is that why don't we learn out Moedim and Mixus from Koifer HaKol? And the Rosh over there, the Taisa Rosh answers, Bidin Gilgal. The Ritva Yishanim answers, because you need a Tainich Shuva. Kodrakol is not a Tainich Shuva. As the Ritva Yishanim says, like Taisus over here on Dalet Amid Aleph, but the Taisus HaRosh doesn't. He doesn't say the Mechayiv of Moedah B'Miksas is Tainich Shuva. He says the Mechayiv is Gilgal. And that's what's Mavur. In the Taisus Rosh here, he doesn't answer like Taisus. Itaka learns differently. Elam Zoy Sam Leib, this Taisus is not like everyone holds that way. There are Shitas that are. That's one Nakuda. Another Nakuda in Taisus is there's a big Machlekes Rishonim we saw yesterday. The Maskana, which Eid Echad are you learning out of? Are you learning out of Eid Echad Levad or Eid Echad B'Gilgul Shvuah? The Rishonim Amidayik Rashi, you're learning out of Eid Echad Levad. The Ramban, the Rajba, they're Choylik on Rashi, and they say you're learning out of Eid Echad B'Gilgul Shvuah. How does Taisus learn? Taisus, we see clearly Taisus learns like Rashi. Because Taisus says, Oy Eid Echad Machishoy. We're talking about an Eid Echad. That you're making a shvua to be machisha eid. If we're talking about Gilgul shvua, the aid didn't speak about the case, you're Megagel the Shvua. As you're not coming to be Makish the aid, it's not near a Kimishakir, Kineged the aid. Taisis is Muhach, Taisis holds like okay. So that's the Pshan in Taisis, the Tzad HaShova is Tainach Shuva. Nira Kimishakir. There are two ways to make Nira Kimishakir. Moide and Eidech. That's it. The Shaila is Rashi learns Taina Kviya. Ze Toyin, Ze Koifer, in Boyin. He doesn't learn Taina Shuva. As what is the Tzada Shove in Liba de Rashi? As over here we have a big Machlekes, Rav Nochum, and Rav Moshe. Doesn't happen too much, but once in a while. How to learn Pshat in Rashi. Rav Nochum, void from this Rashi, Rashi Shita is the Haidos, not the Machayev. Why? Because Rashi's saying, Ayidei Taina Vekvira. Rashi doesn't mention the Haidos. Rashi doesn't mention the Eidechot. It's Ayidei Taina Vekvira. So what's the Pshat by Eidechot? Zokrev Nochum, Rashi learns the word of Eid Echad is, the Eid Echad is Misayeya, the Taina, and it makes it into a better Taina. Oh, but the Mechayiv of the Shvua is the Taina. It's not that the Eid Echad is Nemo. That's why you're Mechayiv to make a Shvua. The Taina is Mechayiv the Shvua. That's the way Rashi learns, and it stems with Rashi on Gimel Amid Beis, that Rashi says that Tzir of Eid Echad is talking where there's a Tainus Bari. Like the Chedush Aran Bois and the Gemara. And according to the way Rashi's Geiris, Pashis, you need a Tainus Bari. Afterwards, he's Doicha, that you don't need Taina, it's enough Tfi and Shema is enough. But the Pashis of the Gemara, the Chedush Aran says, is you need Taina. Because the Taina is the Mechayim. That's the part. V'chein Kosef Rashi, Ba'oid, Mekoimis, and Shas, all the Tzirim of Eid Echad, Rashi always brings down with the Taina. Number one. Number two, Zak Rav Nochum, Rashi in Baba Kama Daf Kuv Zayin is Lishitasai to Rashi over here. Rashi in Baba Kama Daf Kuv Zayin, the famous Rashi we saw on Gimel Amid Aleph, Rashi says, a koifer akol bepikodnan is chayiv. Only by halvah a koifer bekol is potter. Why? Because by halvah he did you a toivet. He lent you money. As Chazak ain adam meis panav, we have a Chazak, he's telling the truth, the Kaifer, as Mameila, he's believed. You don't have to make a Shvua. Aber, by a Pikadun, that there's no Chazak ain adam meis, a Kaifer akol is Chayiv. Aye, there's no Haidah, there's no Nirikim Ishakir. Why you Chayiv? Zakrim Nochum, Rashi Lishitasai, Rashi and Baba Kama Kuzayin. Is going the maskan over here that you learn out of a tzad hashava. As if you learn out of a tzad hashava, the machayev of moide b'miksas is not hoido. The machayev of moide b'miksas is taina. As even a taina of a koifer akol. No, why is a koifer akol pata? Chazaka ein adam meis. As over here, comes out, Rashi and Baba Kama Kuv Zayin answers Taisus' Shaila on Rashi. What does Taisus is on Rashi? Taina, Stam Taina's Machayim. I Koifer Akol. Rashi and Baba Kama Kuv Zayin answers. Koifer Akol, this Chazaka, Enga the Meis Pano. As Taisus' Shaila is Bechlau, not Shver, on Rashi. So why did Taisus is on Rashi? Rashi has such a Pashita text. Taisus Lushitasai. Taisus on Gimel Amud Aleph, we had in the beginning of the Sugya. Taisus says, not like Rashi. He brings a raya, koifrat kol, his father, even bibnoi, where there's no ha'aza. As you see, the reason why koifrat kol is potter is not mishum chazok ein adam meis. As Taisus can't hold of Rashi's teretz in Baba Kama Kuv Zayin. As Taisus asked of Rashi. As we have a beautiful cheshvin in Pshat. You put the whole picture together. Rashi answers Taisus Kasha and Baba Kama Daf Kuv Zayin. Don't ask me any questions from there. Taisus answers the question. So he holds the Koifra Kolos Potter even when there's no other. Is Dach Givaldi. Lefi zeh, Rav Nachum says a gevaldig hadrasha. This is a chiddush that the hava mina of the Gemara and Rav Mitzia Gimel Amid Aleph Gimel Amid Beis learns the Haidaz the Mechayiv. Piv. Haidaz Mechayiv. Haidaz Valdin. Ava lemaskane, the Haidaz is not the Mechayiv. There's a tzad hashava. As now we change what the Mechayiv of Haidaz Valdin is. Thus is Rav Nachum's big chiddush. And this is based on what does it mean a tzad hashava. Taisis in Baba Kama, Beis Amud Aleph, famous Taisis, and more famous, unfortunately, Bizman has said the Brisker Rav is more famous even than Taisis, is the Brisker Rav in Hilchas Niskei Mamon. Oh, the Brisker Rav is Miyasid, that what does Sad Hashava mean? If I'm learning out of one, Haidaz Baldin, Haidaz Zemachai. If I'm learning out of the other one, Eidechad, Eidechad Zemachai. If I'm learning out of the two together, what does Sad Hashava mean? Sad Hashava means, it can't be the Haidaz Mechayiv. How can I make a Sad Hashava? As when I'm learning out of a Sad Hashava, it's Megala to me what the Mechayiv is. It's Megala to me the Mechayiv is not Haidah. It's not Eidechot. It's Taina V'Kvira. It's what they share in common. As Lefize, when you learn Sad Hashava, as we drop the Mechayiv. The Mechayivim is not particular things, it's what they share in common. That's the Poshet of Pshad and Shad HaShavet. As Ebezei, Rav Nachum says, Gevaldik. I'm not saying any Chidushei Torah. That's the way you learn in every sugi. You start off, this is the Mechayiv, Haidah. You start off, this is the Mechayiv, Eidechot. Once you Sarashoving it means that you're dropping the Haidah, dropping the Eidechot. You're saying there's a common denominator that they share in common, and that is the Mechayim. Okay. That is the Pshat in Sad Hashava. Ki Yadua, the Brisker Rav, did this in Baba Kama, that you learn out the Mazikim with Sad Hashava, as we drop all the Mechayim, and Baba Kama changes. That's a doima to this. Okay. Thus is the Brisker Rav in Baba Kama. Yeah. And Rav Nachum in Bab Mitzia, the Zelba Derech Ali. However, Rav Nachum asked on himself a very strong question. There's two questions. One question he asked is in the Gemara on Dalet Amud Beis. The Gemara over there is Mavur, that if you're Moide Bekarka and you're Koifer Be Metaltalim, even though the Shavu is on the Metaltalim, but being that the Haidah is on Karka, as Memela, you're Chayiv, you're Potter from the Shvua. Frek Rav Nachum, what's Pshat? Zot the Rebbe Reboch Ben. Because the Haidah is the Mechayiv. As if the Haidah is on Karka, the same way Einish Bodin Al Karka is, as if the Mechayiv is on Karka, Potter. But Frek Rav Nachum, Lefi, the way we're learning in Rashi, that the Haidah is not the Mechayiv, because Rashi doesn't say like Tosis Tainuch Shuva. I say, what's going to be shot in the Gemara? Okay. Oh. However, here's another pshat in the Gemara later on Dalet Amud Beis. The Rishonim, the Shitin Ksuvis, brings down a bunch of Rishonim in the beginning of Perek Beis, on the first Mishnah Ksuvis Perek Beis, that says the reason for the Ptur is because when there's a split between the Haidah and the Kfira, as that makes that it's Ki'ilu, it's two in Yonim. And the Kfira is Lai Me'ein Haidah, and that's the reason for the Ptur. That's a whole different reason. Not because the Haidah is the Mechayiv, but because the Haidah is not Me'ein HaKfira. And what the Lomdus is, we have to see the Gemara later on. We're just being Ma'irer, there are Rishonim that learn the Gemara different than Rav Ochbeh. As if Rav Ochbeh was the only Pshat in the Gemara, a bomb b'shay. But there are Rishonim that learn different. Okay. Nekuda number one. Another question is, Rashi learns out, where do you know Haidah is Baldin Kimeya Eidim Dami? Because Rashi in Kedushin Samech Amid Bey says, Ki Uzeh. Bishleim, if the Haida makes a drara, as you need to be Neman to make a drara. But if the Haida is not the Siba, the Machayiv, as where do you see Haida is Baldin Kimeya Eidin Dami? As you see in Rashi, the Haida is a chelik of the Machayiv. Yesh Lod Nidam al Shaylis. Those are the two Shaylis. Rav Nochum asked the first Shaila, Rav Asher asked the second Shaila. Therefore, Rav Asher wanted to do a Mapecha in Rashi. He wanted to learn a Pshat Mechudish. I'm asking that it's very Mechudish to learn it into Rashi, but Rav Asher is very Makbeh. If we say it's Mechudish, I'm going to cover the Rabbi. So Rav Asher says, this is Mamish the way to read Rashi. Okay. Rav Asher makes a deal. Rashi adds one word in the Gemara that it doesn't say in the Gemara. And from this word, Rav Asher buys a whole new pshat. The words of the Gemara is Ayyidei Taina Vikfira, Ein Bayin, Ein Bayin. As Pashis, when you read the Gemara, Ayyidei Taina Vikfira, Ein Bayin, you learn it means the Shvua is Ba. Ayyidei Taina Vikfira, the Shvua is Ba. Rav Asher says that Rashi is meduyik different. Rashi adds one word in pshat, and this is the mafteach to the sugya. Rashi says, ze toyin v'ze koifer hein boyin ledin. They come to Besdin. What does Rashi want with that? As before Rav Asher gave shir, you ask most people, they don't think too much. Yeah. Where do you have the din Torah? And din in Besdin. Yeah, that's all Rashi means. Same boy in the din. Rashi says this word in Rashi. This is the mafteach of the sugya. This is the sugya. Boss, is it? The word is ayidei taina v'kfira hein oisin sofik lebesdin. It has to be a sofik that's made ayidei taina v'kfira. That's Chiddush number one in Pshat. It's not every Taina Kfira. It has to be a Taina Kfira, Hein Boyin Ledin, that it creates, it shafts a suffix to Bezin. There are certain Taina Kfiras that don't make a suffix to Bezin. Stama Kfira doesn't make a Taina Kfira, a suffix in Bezin. There are certain Taina Kfiras that don't, but you need a Zat Taina Kfira that makes a suffix in Bezin. So what is the yichud of this Taina Kfira that it makes a suffix in Besdin? Like Toisus. Because the Haida is Mara that he's telling the truth. The Eid Echad is Mara that he's telling the truth. As Mumela, it has a koyach to make a suffix in Besdin. As Enoch Inami, the Ritva is right. Toisus, Rashi doesn't use the words Taina Shuva, because it's not a word of Taina Shuva. It's a word of Taina Vikvira. But still, it's similar to Taisis that you need, it shouldn't be every Taina. It has to be a Taina Vikvira that makes a suffix Lubazde. Because that's what the Rasha wanted to do. It's Lefizeh, it's still the Haida that's Machayiv. And Lefizeh, it's still the Eid Echad that's Machayiv. We're making it Tzadah Shaveh. As if we're making it Sada Shava, at the end of the day, as Lechayr, it's not Haida, it's not Eid Echad. As on that, Rav Asher is Sushtel to Baba Kama Nafhei Amid Beis. That over there, the Rush says, even after the Tzad HaShava, the Gemara says, if you would learn out the two Mazikim, Bar V'Shar, or Bar V'Eish, as you learn out Bar Miskalgil, this four Siurim you learn out, the Rush says every one of them has a din of a bar. Because it's more Daima Labar. The question is, what does it have a din of a bar? Hooray, after the Tzad HaShaveh, there's no bar. There's no shar. What is it? The Tzad HaShaveh is Darken Lahazik Vishmi Rosan Alecha. As after you learn the Tzad HaShaveh, Azog de briskerov, the Gavaldi Yechidish and Baba Kama. If the Sarah Shava, ain't bar. Ain't shah. There's no bar, there's no shame mazik of bar, there's no shame mazik of shar l'chiyuv. All there is, the shame mazik, is anything that's tarchim lahazik, ishmiras and alecha, gets a shame mazik. Aye, what's bar is shar, only negeir p'tur, not negeir t'chiyuv. That's the famous briskerov. And Rav Nochum over there famously argued on the briskerov very strong. And Rav Asher, Kimvan, famously argued on the briskerov very strong. It's one of the big, you say this, the machlekes. What did Rav Nochum tell you? And this is a machlekes that repeats in many tzara shavas and shas. As there's actually a tzara shava to this machlekes in many sugyas. Rav Nochum Tainid, that which the Brisker Rav says, that a Tzad HaShava means that once we're learning out of two, as now the Machayiv is not Bar, the Machayiv is not Shor, the Machayiv is not Adyechot, the Machayiv is not Hoidov and Mixas, the Machayiv is Taina Vakira, the Machayiv is Dark and Mahazik, Loi Hoya, Veloi Ni. The Machayiv is what it says in the Torah, Adyechot. The Machayiv is what it says in the Torah, Bor, Vishah. Yeah. And Brother Rav Nochum is not the only one that argued on that Brisker Rav. Yeah, there are many other Rosh Yeshivas, Rav Shimon, Bechule. Aye, so what does Tzad HaShava mean? As Tishma Heitev. And it's Gevaldik Meduyik. There is a Tzad HaShava between them. They're not the same. This is a Bor, this is a Shor. Or let's go into Tovim. This is a Eid Echad, and this is a Maigda B'Mixas. It's a different Machayiv. But the Machayiv has a Tzad HaShava between them. That in both cases, there is a Jirara that he's saying with Meshakir. As when we're coming to learn out place number three from place one and two, we could learn it out of the Tzad HaShava of one and two. Because Tzad HaShava means they share a common denominator. It doesn't mean they're exactly the same. The Brisker Rav says Tzad HaShava means they're exactly the same. There's no difference between them. No. Tzad HaShava means there is a common denominator between the two of them. And we're learning out from the common denominator that they both share together. Thus is the part. As in each place, it's the Eid Echad, it's the Eidah that's Mechayiv. But there is a common denominator that they share in common, and we're learning anything that has the common denominator is. You're going to ask, so that means it's different. What? I'm very confused. Is it the Mechayiv Dark and Lahazik, or is the Mechayiv Eid Echad? The Mechayiv is the Dark and Lahazik of the Eid Echad. The Mechazik is a Drora de Meshaker of a Eid Echad. The Mechayiv is a Drora de Meshaker of a Moedah de Mixas. As they have a common denominator that they both make a Drora de Meshaker, but the way they got there was different, as they have a shame with Neyatsi. Let's come back. That's Ba'if and Klali in every Tzad HaShava. Let's come back to our sugya. As it comes out, even if we're making a Tzad HaShava Lemaskane, it doesn't mean, okay, throw out Moedah V'Mixas, garbage. Throw out Eid Echad, garbage. Eid Echad's not Mechayu. Moedah V'Mixas not Mechayu. Taina V'Kira, Zeu! It's not the Eid Echad, it's not. No. The Eid Echad is a chelik of the Mechayiv. The Eidah is a chelik of the Mechayiv because the Eid Echad makes the Drara. The Moedah makes the Drara. As when we learn out a third thing, as long as you have a Drara, even if it's not Al Yedei in Eid Echad, even if it's not out a Moedah, you'll be Chayiv. But in each place, whatever makes the Drara is a chelik of the Mechayiv. As there's what makes the Drara and the Drara. What makes the Drara is a chelik of the Mechayiv. But the Tzad HaShava is in the Drara itself. What will make the Drara in case number three? Whatever it is. It could be different. And that different thing will be the Mechayiv. Okay. Thus is a very tifa vav to explain what a tzara shav is, and then you could explain Rashi that even the maskana, you know, he does the mechayiv and not the just the tiger shuv. Okay. As we have two ways of learning Rashi, let's choizer and make a sequel. The very serious thing. The maskana, what's the machayiv of Eidech? What's the machayiv of Eidech and Riksas? As tiny Rav Nochum, the maskana, we're making a sara shove. What does a sara shove mean? You can't say Eidech, it's machayiv, because the Eidech is machayiv. You can't say Eidech is machayiv, because Eidech is machayiv. As what do? I come to number three. What's the machayiv? Taina v'kvira. And any taina kvira will be the machayiv. That's how Rashi's learning. Rav Asher wants to suggest in Rashi, no, it's the Haidah and the Eid Echad. But what is it? The Haidah and the Eid Echad that cause that your taina and kvira make a suffix shaldrara to Besdin. That's the way that he's learning. As a lumdis, you could hear it, but it's very sussum in Rashi. It's reading, it's understanding a lot into Rashi. Yeah, that's based on the other sugyas that Rav Asher felt on Machriya to learn a Tifera Pshat in Rashi. So that's why when you go to Rav Asher's shir, in every sugya, the drar is the Machai. That's Babi Mitzia. In the rest of the world, it's a chakira. When you come to Rav Asher's Shia, like there is no other sad in the world. Yeah. As Rav Asher makes it, everyone the maskana holds that. Okay. But the item's not in Rav Asher's Shia, so. Okay. Just that, this is Kilu. It's, okay. We went to two ways of learning Rashi. Rav Asher got out of it with the Haidah. We saw the rayas that are machayev Rav Asher's work, Yishlodim v'lepalpel, and Rav Nochum brother learned Rashi. This is a key point Rashi in the whole shas. What's the machayev? At the end of the day, is it just taina kvira or is it eid echad a moed and haida? Okay, this is the Rashi. A shlav noisev in this chakira, if it's the tzara shaveh, do you have shemus or not? This word of Rav Nochum that he argued on the side of Brisker Rav of what a tzara shaveh is, there are a lot of nafkamina medinas. The Achreinim, the Shar HaMishpat in Simen Hei Ches Siv Cotton Aleph has a very interesting chakira. The Yisaidis Diga Chakira. He declares, Lamaskana, we come out of the Gemara that we're learning out of its Tzara Shaka. Has cleared the Shar HaMishpat an interesting question. There are different dinim between Eid Echad and Moedah and Miksas. As Haidos Eidim, that you learn out of both of them, which din does it have? As Ladugma, he says that Moedah b'miksas, you need a taina of shtei mayin kesef and a pruta, and the Haidah has to be a pruta, and the kfira has to be shtei mayin kesef. As in order to have a din of Moedah b'miksas, you have to at least be teveya shtei mayin kesef. But Eid Echad, you could even be Teveya Pruta, and there's a Shavuos Eid Echad. As I does Eidim that's learning out of both of them, what's going to be your shir? You're making this out of Shava. You're learning it out of two of them. As what's going to be your shir? That's the clair of the Shar HaMishpat. I would say, before I see anything, that Zichron has a din of Moedah b'miksas. Why? Because Reb Chiya starts off to leave it for Moedah b'miksas. The Gemara says, Tzara Shaveh, Zakt the Shar HaMishpat. So why did Reb Chiya say Kal V'chomer? You see from Reb Chiya, the Iker, it's Doime Tohidos Eden. I'm sorry. We're just using the Ein Echad as a Yochiyah. But the Iker Malamed is what? Moide B'Mixas. That's what it's most Doime to. Both cases, there's a Chiya of a 50 of here. Bezei, it's Dinai K'Moide B'Mixas. What do you mean? After it's out of Shava, drop Mr. Moide, drop Mr. Eid Echad. Now the Machayiv is Taina Vikvira. That's what's going on. You see, he's not convinced we're dropping anything. At the end of the day, there's a Machayiv of Moide. There's a Machayiv. Sada Shava is just a way of learning out a third thing. But we're not changing Malamda. This the Machayev is Haidah, this the Machayev is Eid Echad. Haidah's Eidim is more Doima to the Machayev of Haidah. As Memela, it's going to have the Machayev of Haidah. He brings Avol, Reisi, and the Rif has a Shari Shavuos where he says that it's even by a Kesef, a Puta. And the Shara Mishpat is Metameh. How could it be? It's more Daima to a Moide B'Mixas than it is to an Eid Echad. As what's shot in the rib. Ad Hechan Advar Megiyim on the Magia. Ad Hechan Advar Megiyim means how far the word it goes. The Magia on the Ritva brings down that. There are some people that change the gears in the riff. They say it's a Toyis HaGirsa because of the Shaila of the Shara Mishpat. The riff says the Shir is Apruta. What's Pshat in the riff? L'choira, the riff learns differently. The riff learns L'maskana, it's more Daime to Eid Echad. As a Meilid has a din of an Eid Echad. As we have a Machlokes Shara Mishpat and the Rif, who is it more daimed to, the Maskana? What do you mean, who is it more daimed to? We're learning how to both the same. No, even after the Tzad HaShoveh, but there's one that you're daimed to. And the question is, which one? The Shara Mishpat over there says, this reminds us of the Rif, of the Rush in Baba Kama Davov, that the Rush in Baba Kama Davov talks about the Mazikin that you learn out of a Tzad HaShoveh. Does it have a din of a bar, or does it have a din of a shar and a bar together? As this Nidin that I'm clearing over here is the same Nidin as the Rush and the Yesh Mefarshim in Baba Kama on Davov. Yeah. That's where the brisker of is going on. That's that Russian Yeshvah and the Shah Mishpat brings to our side of Shada. Okay, so over here we didn't just have a Lomdish or Machloikis in the Tief Lomdis between Reb Nochum and Bechulei how to learn Pshat in Rashi. It comes out Mamish and Nafkamina. After the Shada Shava is a more Daimit to one. It could come out Nafkamina Ladinas, which Dinim it's going to have. If you learned it out of both equally, as what would be the din? The din would be, it would always have the coolers of everything, because it can't be better than the lamad. As if we learned it out of both equally, as it should always have the coolers of everything, because it can't be better than any of the milamdim. As it wouldn't be bedino doimer to one more than the other, the din would be, it would always have the coolers of both of them. Taif. That's the Taif. This is the two ways of learning Rashi, which are two ways of learning Sada Shava, Pshan and Mesugya over here. The last Mahalik in the Sada Shava is the Mahalik of the Ramban, Rashba, and Rit. They learn that we're learning it out of not Eid Echad. We're learning it out of Gilgul Shavua Deir Echad. Abba Lefi Zed, they say a whole new pshat in Taina V'Kvira. not Taina Chshuva like Tosis, not Taina Stam like Rashi, but Taina means a Taina Sheniskabel in Beis Din, that Beis Din is nems on the Taina. By Hoida, Beis Din nems on the Hoida. By an Echad, Beis Din is Mechayev Shvua. By Hoida's Eidim, Beis Din believes the Eidim. As Taina means a Taina Miskabelis in Beis Din. As if there's a Taina that's Miskabelis in Beis Din, as then it could cause a Chiyev Shvua on the rest of the Taina that wasn't yet Miskabel in Beis Din. That's a whole new angle. The Fizeh, the Kashiv Koifer HaKol, doesn't start. As that's why the Ramban, Rajban, Ritva don't handle Koifer HaKol. Rashi and Tosis are handling Koifer HaKol. What happened to the big Koifer HaKol? And the Ramban, Rashban, Ritva are Koifer HaKol. Bechlal, they don't talk about it. They don't ask the Shaila Bechlal. Why? Because according to the way they learn, Taina means a Taina Miskabelis Bebezdin, Koifer HaKol, the Shaila doesn't stop. Okay, those are the three ways of learning, two ways of learning in Rashi. A Shaila Baifin Klali, what is Pshan and Sada Shava? You say this Digga Shaila, Sageya, many Sugyas in Chas, with a Nafkamina, what dinim it's going to have when you learn it out, the Shara Mishpat. And the Shara Mishpat Tzush tells it to Baba Kama, Navav, the Rosh, the Nation of Farshim. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, as I'd like, well, one person from the Yarchei Kala came over and said something. His Magdir is very good. He said, you gave the shir yesterday morning. I walked out, everything was so clear. Give Achana shir. He said, I went into Seder afterwards, and all of a sudden everything got confusing again. I learned this so yeah, and it wasn't as easy as you made it. As easy as it sounded, it's very tefillah. That's the answer. Even though it sounds easy, but it's very tefillah. As you have to think about that Sada Shava angle, that machloikis is very dark. It's a very tefillah. Okay. Tomorrow we want to move down to the begin the. We want to move to Halach. We want to just move a little quick. We spent a lot of time on this Gemara. We want to move a little quick. It's not a complicated Gemara. It's a more easier Gemara. We're not pulling a fast one. As we want to move to get down to where the way the Gemara slugs up the Raya from the Mishnah. And Be'ez Hashem, the day afterwards, on Thursday, we want to start the next Sugya of Halach. So tomorrow we're going to finish Tov Halach. We're going to try. We're probably not going to do it, but we're going to try very hard. Okay, so here's the item at least to learn the Gemara, the Rashi, the Tosis, and the Tanah Tuna. We want to be holding very into what, and then Be'ez Hashem.